Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Edge Boost. Edge Boost enables you to double your bet with no interest. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to get started today. We're also brought to you by Bird Dogs Shorts. The world's greatest shorts are hooking you up with a free Yeti-style tumbler when you order over at birddogs.com/pool. That's birddogs.com/pool.
Hi, yo, DeGenerinos, and welcome to the MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, episode 366, going out to the newest Phoenix Sun, Bradley Beal. The Suns are going all in, got themselves another player. So go Suns, go. We'll see how things pan out. Another player who gets injured a lot, I might add. So anywho, thanks for coming to the show. It's not a Phoenix Suns podcast, but it could be. I'm one of your hosts, Jeff Chalks Fox. Today is one of our classic what you expect, our classic non-UFC Monday episodes. We're going to be doing the PFL week six as we wait for Dana White's Contender Series to start up again. But it's warm outside, so we're getting close to that time of year. But PFL's got a decent fight card this week that our regional expert, our non-UFC expert, he's actually an expert in all MMA, he's going to give you winning picks for. That would be the one and only Gumby Vreeland. Hello.
So speaking of being an expert, did you see my Bellator results? I feel like we haven't talked about my Bellator results yet.
No, we haven't. You went 4-5, I believe, including underdog.
Four out of five. Four out of five. Yes. Not 4-5. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes.
That would be different. Yeah. And my only loss was an underdog anyway. So I actually hit two underdogs, including a big one in the co-main event. Why did somebody think that Patricio Pitbull cutting to 135 was going to be a good idea?
Yeah, like I don't know.
He was
how do we look? Because they're making us pay for it in Canada now. So it was hard enough. I haven't had enough time having to watch it on YouTube for free. But now it's pay-per-view. I'm like, yeah, it's okay.
Even he looked slow. Is okay. What I would say. He looked, and I think half of it was probably that he's a 155-pounder fighting at 35, which is inherently a much faster division. But I also think half of it was that he cut an absurd amount of weight and looked like he had 0% body fat and possibly no water left in his body. That was a sweet 150 plus 150 for Sergio Pettis.
Very, very nice. So Gumby, he kills it on the regional. Well, what can we say? He's going to kill it today with the PFL week six. What we're doing, actually, you said top, they've switched the fight. They switched the fight lineup around a bit since you told me we're doing top five. We're doing Collard Ray. Do you have that one ready?
I have that one ready. I did prep the one that possibly was a replacement, but I have that one ready as well.
Okay, good. Gumby's always ready. So we can jump into in a second. I want to tell you about our friends at Edge Boost, because they are sponsoring this here podcast that is in your ear holes. Edge Boost. Edge Boost is the world's first bet now, pay later Visa card. Edge currently offers up to $2,500 in betting advances, which can be an extremely valuable tool. Imagine what you can do with an increased bankroll. Get down on some of your favorite futures without tying up your bankroll for months. That's exactly what you can do. Or you could double down on a favorite bet you like, or even use it to create an awesome middle or even a hedge. Edge Boost isn't some sleazy loan shark, as they charge zero interest. you know of a way you can access more money to place on your favorite bets without paying any interest. Edge Boost can also be a part of a responsible gambling plan, as you can set up daily, monthly, and or weekly limits. I did that in a strange order, but yes, daily, weekly, or monthly limits across all your betting accounts in one place. Support SGPN and grow your bankroll by going to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge, EDGE, to sign up. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge. So you're 21 years or older to use. Problem gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Gumby, let's do some PFL, shall we? We're going to kick things off with, since they switched the fight card around, let's do Collard and Ray first. Does that work for you?
I like that fight.
All right, it is a good fight. I didn't find odds anywhere. Same with you.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the predicting thing, which is what people like best anyway.
At least people. Ryan H.
All Ryan of them. I actually got a couple of messages on Twitter saying telling me never to know the lines, to just never look at lines and just tell them what I think.
Yep. Well, that's what we're gonna do here. We're flying blind, but Gumby will lead the way. 155 tournament fight: Clay Collard versus Stevie Ray. Couple of almost household names. If you're an MMA nerd, they are household names. We're going to start with Stevie Ray Braveheart, 25-12, 6 knockouts, 9 submissions, but knocked out 3 times, submitted 4 times. 2-3 in the PFL. He has lost 2 straight fights. He did make it to the finals last year in this weight class. He went 7-4 in the UFC as well. He's fight up at welterweight. Cage Warriors champion and multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
Correct. Get the shirt at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. 2010 was his pro debut. He also is a professional kickboxer, and he has a bunch of regional BJJ championships to his name as well in Europe. He's fighting against Cassius Clay Collard, 22-10 with 1 no contest, 10 knockouts, 3 submissions, been knocked out once, submitted 3 times, 4-2 in PFL. Loss, win has been his pattern of late. He made it to 2021 semifinals of the tournament. He also has multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
Correct. Get the shirt. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/store. Used to fight up at welterweight and down at featherweight. 1-3 in the UFC. Has failed a drug test in the past. 2011 was his pro MMA debut. 9-6 as a pro boxer. 3 years younger than Ray. 2 inches taller and 5 inches of reach. And now Gumby will make his predictions.
So first of all, I think you're going to see Clay Collard come in at like -225. He's definitely going to be the favorite here. Stevie Ray hasn't been a favorite for a minute in any of his fights. I love Stevie Ray. I think I've said time and time again, I think I even picked him in the finals last year. I just think Clay Collard's an awful matchup for him, because when you think about what Stevie Ray's good at, he's good at like mixing like some base level boxing with like some pretty good wrestling and some pretty good jiu-jitsu that allows him to like, you know, the boxing is enough to throw people off and get to his jiu-jitsu. And I just don't think against Clay Collard, his boxing is enough to even scare Clay Collard. You know, like when he beat, you know, like when he beat Anthony Pettis, he beat Anthony Pettis by being like, here's some boxing that's kind of in your face. Anthony Pettis is older and slower and doesn't have it quite anymore. And it made Anthony Pettis be like, oh shit, he's going to box with me. And then suddenly the takedown was there. And with Clay Collard, I think Clay Collard is never going to say like, oh shit, he's boxing with me. I think Clay Collard is just going to be like, this is cute. And is just going to constantly be on his toes to shuck the takedown. And when he does shuck the takedown, I mean, I think he's just going to blast Stevie Ray on the feet. I don't think Stevie Ray's got the boxing for him. So no matter what the game plan is here for Stevie Ray, I'm going to take Clay Collard. And if it does come in right around -200, you know, a smidge over even, I think there's value on Clay Collard there, especially to hashtag throw him in a parlay.
Oh, throw him in a parlay. We got some value. We don't have an underdog, but we have some value for you. All right. We are going to welterweights. Magomed Karimov versus David Zawada. Are you ready for that one?
Yeah, it's the dumbest fight. The dumbest fight I've seen in a minute.
All right. Well, let's break her down. Zawada, Saget is the nickname. He's 18-8, 12 knockouts, 4 submissions. He's been knocked out 3 times, submitted once. 0-1 in the PFL, 1-4 in the UFC. Multiple regional championships on his
mantle.
Correct. Get the shirt at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. So at least he was good in some promotions, just not the UFC or the PFL. 2010 was his pro MMA debut, and he's got 2 inches of reach over Magomed Karimov, who the man named Magomed Karimov is 31-6, 12 knockouts, 9 submissions. He's been knocked out once, submitted 3 times. 13-1 in the PFL, 2018 champion, the 2021 finalist. So in three straight fights and 16 of his last 17, he won his last fight via TKO, 1-0 in World Series of Fighting before it turned to the PFL. Used to fight up at middleweight, 2008, excuse me, a pro MMA debut, a pancreation champion, a hand-to-hand combat champion, a Thai boxing champion. He's an inch taller than Zawada. I think I know who you're picking.
Magomed Karimov should be negative 700. If he's not, feel free to back the truck up and just dump whatever you got on there. But I know MMA math doesn't work, and I know you make fun of me every time I do this, but like one of these guys has lost to Danny Hot Chocolate Roberts and Alex Morano. The other one has beaten Chris Curtis twice, John Doomsday Howard, Ray Cooper, Bojan Veličević twice, and has fought in upper weight class. Has beaten Curious Curtis Millender and Sadabu the Swedish Denzel Sadabu the Swedish Denzel Washington side. Like, he's beaten Gleason Team. Like, one of these guys has absolutely taken it to high level opponents. And one guy had a lucky submission against Abu Bakar Nurmagomedov that largely saved his career for a while. This is negative 700. It should be Karimov. He wins any way he wants. I think most likely the way he chooses to win this fight is he just stands and he rips Zawada to the body and rips him with a couple of hooks and ends it anytime he wants. So, yeah, give me Magomed Karimov. It's not going to be terribly exciting, but I like him here.
All righty. Let's see if the next one is terribly exciting or not. It is at lightweight. Shane Burgos, Yamato Nishikawa. Nishikawa is 21-4-6, 14 knockouts, 4 submissions. He's been knocked out twice. 0-1 in the PFL, 14-1 over his last 15 fights, but he did lose his very last fight. He's fight at upper weight class, welterweight, down weight class, featherweight. He is a professional Muay Thai and the shoot box practitioner. He's 11 years younger than Burgos. Burgos is a hurricane, though. He's 15-4, 5 knockouts, 5 submissions. Been knocked out twice. 0-1 in the PFL. He's gone 2-1 over his last 3 and 2-3 over his last 5. He did lose his last fight. He went 8-3 in the UFC, 2013 pro MMA debut, 4 inches taller than Nishikawa. And he's one of the rare fighters that Dana White actually admitted they should not have let leave the promotion, which he never admits, even about Francis Ngannou. Go ahead.
So Burgos is going to be a big favorite here. I'm going to say negative 325. Give me plus 275 on the return. And you know me, I'm contractually obligated to give you an underdog on every single one of these fight cards. I'm going to give you Nishikawa, mostly because I think Burgos' head is not in the right spot. And Nishikawa is dangerous in all of the ways that that are bad for Burgos. He low-key has got kind of sleepy power. He doesn't hit it all the time, but he's got sleepy power. And he's really good at jiu-jitsu, both off of his back and when he's on top of you. He goes for things kind of often, and he also just like, I mean, like there's volume there, which I kind of like about him. And when you watched that last fight with Shane Burgos, against Olivia Alba Mercier, just no answer for the grappling. And granted, Olivia Alba Mercier way better here than Nishikawa. Yeah, sure. You can French it up if you want. He's way better than Nishikawa is. But, like, if you're going to get 3-1 money here, I don't think there's any value on Shane Burgos at that price. Like, you want to stay away from him because I think his headspace is kind of in a weird spot. And, you know, like, stylistically, this is not a fun fight for him. Nishikawa, crazy young. And I think, hey, like, if you're going to get 3-1 money, I think there's a stab there to be made on him to win this fight.
Yeah, it's never a bad thing to put some money on someone who's 11 years younger than their opponent, especially if it's going to be a nice big dog play. So there you go. Speaking of dogs, I'm going to tell you about Bird Dogs. So this is never a bad thing to put on your body, actually. Bird Dog shorts, because they make you look good. Bird Dog stretch khaki shorts are designed to fit slimmer through the thigh and leg, giving you a truly sculpted look. Bird Dog shorts do the exact same thing as Lululemon, but fit way better. They fit way better because, better than the regular shorts, that is, that are made of stiff, restricting cotton, because Bird Dogs has fixed the issue by inventing cloud knit fabric that looks just like khaki, but stretches so you get a way slimmer fit without having to sacrifice movement. Bird Dogs uses anti-stink sweat wicking fabric that keeps you cool and dry all day long. Gumby said he's going to wear his Bird Dog shorts to the beach, but he will not go in the water. Correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
So the shorts will stay.
Not a water guy.
No, the shorts will stay dry. So I'm inviting his family, minus Gumby, to the cottage this summer. So I won't see him in his Bird Dog shorts. Here's what y'all have to do. Go to birddogs.com/pool and enter promo code pool. That's P-O-O-L for a free Yeti style tumbler with your order. That's Bird Dogs, bird, like the bird, dogs, like the dogs.com/pool for a free Yeti style tumbler. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off. We promise you. All right.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Co-main event time. Did someone say Swedish Denzel Washington earlier? Yes. My co-host
did.
And he's fighting Sadabu Sai versus Shane Mitchell. Welterweights. I'll tell you about Mitchell first. Triple A is the nickname. So he must be a baseball player. He's 13-5, 8 knockouts, 4 submissions. He's been knocked out once, submitted twice, 0-1 PFL. He's won 3 of his last 4, but that loss did come in his last fight. He used to fight at middleweight, 2013 pro MMA debut. And then we got the Swedish Denzel Washington, Sadabu Sai. 14-6-2 with 1 no contest, 7 knockouts. For him, he's been knocked out twice, submitted once, 8-4-2 with 1 no contest in the PFL. He is the reigning champion, 2022 champion of PFL. He's won 5 straight and 6 of 7. He also used to fight at middleweight, and 2013 was his pro MMA debut as well.
Yeah, this should be another, man, all the odds on these fights are going to be crazy. Sadabu Sai, yeah. Let's say negative 450. And I'll say Sadabu Sai wins. He's parlay fuel here. He's got way better pace. Shane Mitchell only beats people who are terrible. Like, I don't mean to rag on Shane Mitchell, but like, if you go back and you look at the people he's beaten, these are the amount of people he's beaten in the last, we'll go last 5 years. 8-11, 3-1, and 4-2. And that includes a loss to a guy who is 15-14. And that's all he's got. So, yeah, like I don't have any hope for Shane Mitchell here. He clearly is one of those guys who needs to get somebody out fast in order to win. And like, look, you're not getting Sadabu Sai out fast. So the fact that he's both a guy who needs to work early in the fight and he's up against a guy who is durable and puts a pace on you, like I think Sadabu Sai is just going to wear him out. And like, you know, Sadabu, and I don't know what there are out there for props, because there's not even odds out for most of these fights yet. But Sadabu Sai is not a guy who's gotten a ton of finishes. In fact, in his last 5 fights, he's got exactly 1 finish. And you can go deeper than that, and there's less finishes there. But if you find a finish prop here, especially like if you can get a late finish prop, like a second or third round finish prop here for Sadabu Sai, I think that's a good spot, because look, I think he's going to wear him out, and I think he's going to get the finish late.
There you go. Main event time. 2 Canadians going head to head. You're going to have to tell me about the one guy that I'm not so familiar with, but he does come from the hot fight camp up here now, Niagara MMA or Niagara Top Team. What are they called again? Oh my gosh, I can't remember.
You're right. Niagara Top Team.
It was Niagara Top Team, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Anthony Romero, and he's fighting against Olivier Aubin-Mercier, not Olivier Aubin-Mercier, as Gumby would like to have you believe, but Olivier Aubin-Mercier.
I think it's Oliver.
Oliver Aubin-Mercier versus Anthony Romero. Romero, and this is 3 5 minute rounds, lightweight. So we'll tell you about Romero, the genius first, not Leaping Lanny Poffo, but Romero instead. He's 12-1, 3 knockouts, 1 submission, never been finished in a fight. 1-0 in PFL. He's won 3 straight fights. 1-0 in the Contender Series, was regional champion, 8 years younger than Aubin-Mercier, 2 inches taller than him. Aubin-Mercier, you can call him Quebec Kid. You can call him the Canadian Gangster. You can call him the Canadian Tuxedo. Just don't call him Oliver Aubin-Mercier. He's 18-5, 2 knockouts, 8 submissions, never been finished in a fight. 7-0 in PFL, and he was 2022 champion. He's not lost a fight since July of 2019. He went 7-5 in the UFC, 2-0 in the Ultimate Fighter. He's fight at welterweight, 2011 pro MMA debut, and he's got half an inch of reach on Romero. Okay, over to you.
I just worry about Romero. So, oh, first of all, I should give the odds. Olivia Aubameyang.
Worried about the odds. Sorry. Yep.
Olivia Aubameyang, negative 350. And I'm going to take him in this fight because I just don't think Anthony Romero can deal with the wrestling that he's got. Mostly because I don't think anybody can deal with the wrestling that Olivia Aubameyang's got in PFL. But also, if you go back and you look at Romero's losses, actually only one loss, but the other one was a split win, if I'm not mistaken. They're the people who wrestle well. Like, he lost to JJ Okanovich, which, again, if you're not a regional MMA fan and you don't follow along, you might not know the Bosnian bomber, JJ Okanovich. But this is a guy who fights for Fury FC often, who fought for Bellator for a while. And he lost to the likes of, like, Lucas Clay and Trey Ogden, mostly because he only wrestles. And he doesn't do much else, but that was enough to beat Anthony Romero. And you could say the same thing about Zach Uscola, who Anthony Romero won a split decision in LFA over Zach Uscola. And I know there are a couple of guys in the Discord who are like Uscola guys, because I think we won a bunch of money on him last time he fought. And like, we know he's just a gritty dude. He just gets in your face. He grinds you against the cage. He looks for a couple of takedowns. That's what Uscola does. So, The fact that Uscola went to a split decision with Anthony Romero tells me Anthony Romero has trouble with the wrestling. He has trouble with the grinder. And look, Olivia Aubameyang, that dude grinds. And so, like, the fact that he's had trouble with grinders in the past, I think he's going to have trouble again. Give me Olivia Aubameyang. And if you're looking to, like, make some of these picks a little bit more exciting, because they are boring as hell when you go chalk this much, I think Clay Collard and Olivier Aubameyang in a parlay together, when those numbers come out, I don't know that you'll get even money on it, but I bet you'll get like negative 150 on it once you pair them together. And if you can get that, that's definitely worth your time.
I was going to say earlier, Aubameyang's half an inch of reach advantage probably is the thing that's going to swing the fight, right?
I think they will be so close that nobody will know they even have reach.
That's very, very true. People are predicting a boring fight here. All right, let's recap the picks for you. He's got Aubameyang. He's got the Swedish Denzel Washington, Sadibou Sai. He has Nishikawa, hopefully as a big underdog, Magomed Kerimov, and Clay Collard, right?
That's right. Can I put this into a different realm for a quick second?
Please do.
Yeah. So we do need to give you our Edge Down or Edge Boots Double Down play of the day. And it's fitting. The timing could not be more perfect, because the aforementioned Zach Uscola, the juice, is fighting on this fight card. I'm looking at the lines that I had written for myself earlier. I think Uscola is probably going to be a plus 225 dog. He's fighting Jara Hussein Al-Sawai. I think he's going to win here. I think he's got the grinding power to get in Al-Sawai's face. I think he's going to make it gritty. If I could bet this fight is a split decision, I would bet this fight is a split decision. But you most likely won't get that in PFL. Instead, just take Zach Uscola. I think the juice is going to get it done here and make us a whole bunch of money. So once again, our Edge Boost Double Down play of the day is Zach Uscola. Edge Boost enables you to double your bet with no interest. Go to sportsgambling.com or sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge to sign up today. That's once again, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/edge.
There you go. Lots of value picks for you. Randon, your ear holes. Thanks for listening. Get in the Discord and you get more picks out of us. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. Twitter is SGPNMMA and Gumby Vreeland and Jeff Fox Writer. Get my Substack in your inbox. I won't just invade your ear holes, I'll invade your eyeballs as well. It's moneymma.substack.com. At the very least, sign up for a free subscription and enter my free pick'em every week and win yourself some prizes. Everything good in the world, sportsgamblingpodcast.com, and Gumby's other podcast, Top Turtle MMA. You can ram that in your holes midweek every week as well. I'll let him take us home We'll be back when? Wednesday, UFC week.
I'm Danny Gilby Freeland. He's Jeff the Genius Fox. And we will see you on Wednesday.